speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
All rights reserved and affirmed.
Free all minds. These are weapons of mass
descent. These are weapons of mass descent.
Welcome to Uprising, a daily digest of independent news analysis, investigation, education, artistic expression, and activism. It's Wednesday, October 19th, 2011, and I'm your host, Sonali Kolhatkar.
It just makes me stop and think. Silence is not an option.
We are the 99% continues to be a rallying cry for activists around the nation as a new call for a Robin Hood tax is proposed. We'll speak with lawyer and activist Jim Lafferty, Adbusters Micah White, and artist and cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz, plus this week's Activist Beat. This is Uprising. Good morning and welcome to Uprising. A handful of Occupy Seattle protesters were arrested this past Monday for refusing to leave their encampment at Westlake Park. Police forcibly collapsed tents and reportedly rode through the area on bikes, demanding occupants clear the area after establishing their tent city on Saturday during the Occupy movement's global day of action. In Chicago, about 175 protesters were arrested in the early morning hours on Sunday from their camp at Congress Plaza. The Chicago Tribune reports police confronted the group of about 500 protesters just before midnight and warned that arrests would be made of all those who remained in violation of the park's closing time. It took police nearly 2 hours to make the arrests. One Chicago protester told the Tribune, "I'd like to ask why New York Mayor Michael Bloomberg let the people stay in the park peacefully and clean up their own mess, and Rahm Emanuel won't let us do the same." Even though the mass eviction of Occupy New York protesters last Friday from their headquarters at Zuccotti Park was called off, a celebratory march turned chaotic. As we reported last week, arrests were made by the NYPD, who continued to make headlines for aggressive treatment of demonstrators. An officer was caught on video punching a protester in the face, knocking the man down and possibly trying to kick him before fellow officers and other protesters intervened. In another incident caught on tape, a man's leg was broken after an officer on a motorcycle ran him over. Swept up in the arrests in New York on that day was Jim Lafferty, executive director of the National Lawyers Guild Los Angeles chapter, visiting Occupy New York. Lafferty and his partner Bonnie Garvin were caught on tape being roughly pulled from a crowd by police. Lafferty was thrown to the ground while being handcuffed. The National Lawyers Guild had begun offering its services to Occupy protesters, beginning with the very first arrests, and now Lafferty will be one of its clients as well. Jim Lafferty has also, at one point, been the interim general manager right here at KPFK. He joins me on the phone now. Welcome to Uprising, Jim.
Good morning. Good morning. Nice to be with you.
So tell us, what happened to you and your partner, Bonnie? It was around, I understand, at the time when people were celebrating that the eviction from Zuccotti Park was called off and there was an impromptu march, but then police made arrests?
Yeah, actually, it was the day before that, actually.
I see.
And we were marching on the Chase Bank, and the police had stopped and roughly grabbed two young men out of the crowd who had handkerchiefs and dollar bills pasted over their mouths. There's a law against that in New York. These young men who were not from the city did not know that.
A law against covering your face.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And the police didn't bother to tell them. They simply threw them on the ground. And Bonnie and I happened to be right by it. The police began pushing with their batons, everybody back out of the way. People were falling head over heels. They were being very rough. They grabbed my wife. They grabbed me. I asked them not to do it. We weren't doing anything. They threw me roughly to the ground, as you described, arrested my wife as well. And the rest is history, as they say. And we are going back on December 12th to facing these criminal charges.
Well, bizarre as it is to have a law that says you can't cover part of your face in New York, how did they justify the arrest of you and your wife?
Well, they don't. They're not justifying any of the arrests, really, are they? I mean, there's over 800 people now arrested by the New York police, and some of them very brutally. The young man who was run over by the motor scooter is also a National Lawyers Guild legal observer, I might add. You reported on the man being punched in the face. I saw other very rough treatment by the police. We were treated in a way that to effectuate arrest, even a wrongful arrest, didn't need to be made. Clearly, the power structure in New York is divided over what to do. On the one hand, there are politicians who are smart enough to realize that New York is looking terrible in the face of this. L.A. is behaving much differently, and rightly so. And there are others in New York, particularly, I think, in the upper ranks of the police command, who simply don't know how to be anything but brutal police and crack down on lawful dissent.
Well, in recent years, we have seen some pretty severe scapegoating of protesters at demonstrations. Just one example is the Republican National Convention.
Yes.
In Minneapolis. What is happening to the protesters being arrested in New York? Are they being let go with a slap on the wrist, or are they actually being prosecuted?
No, not at all. I think in my case, they knew I was with the National Lawyers Guild and were defending the protests there, here, and around the country. And so I think some of the police, who were quite nice later, told me that frankly, was why I ended up staying in jail overnight, and my wife as well and such. No, then it's not a slap on the wrist at all. Some other Lawyers Guild lawyers have stepped up and have brought a class action lawsuit on behalf of the 700 people who were led over the bridge, the Brooklyn Bridge, by the police and then arrested for walking on the walkway of the bridge. Clearly entrapment. And we have other Lawyers Guild lawyers defending those who will, at this point, still be facing trial. There has been a call on the New York authorities to drop these scurrilous and baseless charges. I mean, there may be a charge or two among them somewhere that is a legally justified charge, but it's clear that 99% at least of the charges that have been brought against us all in New York are just an attempt to destroy a movement which will not back down. And it's very exciting to see that in New York. It's not just young people. It's people of all ages, colors, and creeds who are not afraid to continue to march in the face of this police repression in New York. It's quite wonderful to see and inspiring to see.
And so,
I'm proud to be a part of it, really.
How does the police response to Occupy Los Angeles differ? Clearly, they have not, as far as I understand, made any arrests yet?
No, one or two minor arrests. But no, when I talked to Charlie Beck, the chief of police in Los Angeles, as we helped set up Occupy LA, he said to me, "Jim, I want you to convey to the young people coming to LA that we are not the New York Police Department."
Hmm.
There had already been terrible incidents of pepper spraying and what have you from New York. So the rule coming from the top here is to work with these demonstrators. The council members have been working with the demonstrators. Even the mayor has been bringing tarps when it rains and so forth. There's a bill now, as you know, in the some legislation now pending in city council to deal with some areas of bank fraud inspired by the Occupy LAers. When they march around the city, the police help them get to their destination and so forth. It's a night and day contrast. It's the difference between a police department which understands it must defend the constitutional rights of protest and those that are repressive and have no respect for the Constitution at all. And we ought to be proud of how L.A. is handling it, both from the protesters' point of view and from the officials' point of view.
And I should mention,
people ought to be joining them. I mean, that's the one message I hope to get out today on this on your wonderful show, is that as this movement now grows to over 2,000-3,000, we don't know how many cities, we've lost track, in countries around the world, this is a movement whose purpose is clear. It's to bring about economic justice, who operates in an organized way, as they are, all of these are operating in an organized way, and people who are saying yay and congratulations and thank you ought to join it. We even had police officers that I encountered in the tombs of this notorious jail in New York City. I had numerous police officers along the way say to me, "Mr. Lafferty, I'm sorry what's happened to you. I applaud what you're doing. If it wasn't for the fact it would cost me my badge, I'd be demonstrating at Wall Street as well." This is a deep movement now, and we all need to show our support in concrete ways.
Jim, what is your assessment of some of the criticism that the protests, at least when they started, were not racially diverse enough? Some even take issue with the name Occupy because it undermines the activism of indigenous activists who, you know, claim we all live on occupied land. How do you address those issues? Because they are cropping up.
Yeah, I think they need to be addressed. I can tell you, I've ended up actually spending a lot of time in Wall Street, Occupy Wall Street. Occupy Wall Street couldn't be more diverse. I mean, it really reflects the makeup of the city of New York, racially, color-wise, age-wise, and so forth.
And is that something that happened as it progressed?
Yes, it happened as I'm told by my friends there and other lawyers, people, that it did happen as it progressed.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, there's no doubt about it. This was initially a young white movement,
mm-hmm.
But as it's growing, it's becoming as diverse as it should be. Certainly here in Los Angeles, we already have African Americans. A lot of Latinos are part of it here in Los Angeles. The question of the name, I think, flowed from the fact that there was the occupying of Tahrir Square and overseas, and Arab Spring, I don't think people certainly were conscious of wanting to step on the indigenous people's toes mm-hmm. when that happened. But that's all I know. I've not that myself heard that controversy, but I can certainly understand that point of view.
Well, Jim, we're going to be speaking next with Micah White about the new demand that has been proposed. But I want to ask you here in Los Angeles, are you yeah. going to be attending the, are you going to be regularly part of the Occupy LA movement? And what do you say to our listeners who are in the Southern California area who might be considering becoming part of this Occupy movement?
Yes. Well, we're very much a part. We have Lawyers Guild legal observers around the clock down at City Hall Lawn. As I indicated, I got the ground rules established for it at the beginning when they came to town. We're continuing to do training sessions there, Know Your Rights training. We're also now working with occupiers in Long Beach and in Irvine and so forth. So we're very much involved in it and intend to continue to be a part of it. As to people in Southern California, if you support the rather obvious a demand that we not cut Social Security, that we raise taxes instead, that we level the playing field, that we return to some kind of a middle-class democracy before we go over the abyss into some sort of barbarism, then you need to come down. You don't have to sleep in a tent all night to support this, friends. You can bring a blanket down for somebody else. You can bring some food to eat for somebody else. Just come by and say, hi, we thank you for what you're doing. I wish I could be with you, but I just can't for whatever reason. Stop by for 10 minutes, an hour, a day. Let these folks know, and that's what people are beginning to do all over the country, that we're on to something here, that the American people have finally woken up and they really won't take it anymore, and that our fate is in our own hands. It's not in the hands of the politicians. It's in our own hands. Don't let this exciting movement dry out because you've left it to someone else to say what you're feeling and what you believe in, and you're sitting on the sidelines saying, hey, right on. Don't just do that. That's great. But make sure you get down there and let them know you're part of their movement and be a part of their movement.
Well, Jim Lafferty, I want to thank you very much for joining us. Best of luck to you.
Oh, thank you so much for your wonderful work. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Jim Lafferty is the executive director of the National Lawyers Guild's Los Angeles chapter. He also, by the way, hosts a radio show right here on KPFK, the Lawyers Guild radio show, every Thursday evening at 7 p.m. And he was one of many hundreds of people now who have been arrested while he was visiting New York as a legal observer. He and his partner, Bonnie Garvin, have been caught on tape being very roughly pulled from a crowd by police and arrested. Well, this is Uprising, and this is KPFK's Fall Fun Drive. And we're very excited to introduce today on the second day of our KPFK Fall Pledge Drive that we want to encourage you to support KPFK in an exciting new way. We've just finalized plans to print up brand new t-shirts for KPFK listeners in the spirit of the Occupy movements. They're beautiful t-shirts that say KPFK, radio for the 99%. And if you call us and make a pledge right now at 818-985-5735 for $50, we will send you a t-shirt, a brand new edition KPFK t-shirt. And these are going to be limited run, by the way. Radio for the 99%. Specify the size. We have all sizes from small to XXL, and you just specify exactly which size you want. If you make a $50 pledge, we'll send you a t-shirt at 818-985-5735. You can wear it as a proud KPFK listener, wear it in the spirit of the Occupy movements that are taking place all over the world and right here in Southern California. We also have the brand new Uprising Occupy pack that we've put together just for today's show that includes the Uprising USB 4GB memory stick, brand new memory stick loaded with audio of our Occupy coverage, speeches by people like Danny Glover and Cornel West, and many, many others, as well as speeches by Robert Reich and Van Jones. And it has an amazing new poster by artist and cartoonist Lalo Alcaraz, which says, "We are the 99%. That's going to be personally signed by him. Plus, we'll throw in a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. That's a pledge of $200 at 818-985-5735. It's Uprising's Occupy Pack, quite limited, and it's basically our main gift for the show today, so don't wait too long to make a call and make a pledge. If you make, and when you make the pledge for the Uprising Occupy pack, do specify what size t-shirt you'd like, because there's also t-shirt as part of this pack. So let me summarize. If you pledge $200 for Uprising's Occupy pack, we'll send you the Uprising memory stick, the KPFK Radio for the 99% brand new t-shirt, and you specify what size you want, a poster by brand new poster personally signed by Lalo Alcaraz as We Are the 99%, and a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. It's quite a deal, and we have only 50 subscriptions to Adbusters that we can give away, and so they will go fast. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call and make a pledge for Uprising's Occupy pack. The movement that Chris Hedges has dubbed Too Big to Fail, manifesting itself in cities across the globe, was sparked by a call to action this summer by Adbusters magazine. Adbusters, based in Canada, is a nonprofit anti-consumerist publication that for over 20 years has spoofed popular advertising and is known for launching campaigns like the annual Buy Nothing Day each post-Thanksgiving. On July 13th of this year, Adbusters made a call to Occupy Wall Street, saying, quote, "On September 17th, we want to see 20,000 people flood into Lower Manhattan, set up tents, kitchens, peaceful barricades, and occupy Wall Street for a few months. Once there, we shall incessantly repeat one simple demand in a plurality of voices." Now, over a month after the Occupy Wall Street protests are in full swing and have spawned hundreds of similar Occupy encampments around the world, Adbusters has proposed a single demand in a second statement released on Monday, October 17th, that they would like activists to consider supporting. The statement says, "On October 29th, on the eve of the G20 Leader Summit in France, let the people of the world rise up and demand that our G20 leaders immediately impose a 1% Robin Hood tax on all financial transactions and currency trades." Well, joining me to discuss this latest call is Micah White, senior editor at Adbusters. Welcome to Uprising, Micah.
Thank you for having me on.
Thanks so much for joining us. Well, first, we had you on our program just a few days after the Occupy Wall Street occupation began. So let me first ask you, how thrilled are you? Does this surpass your expectations?
Yeah, I mean, it does. I mean, I think we always kind of thought that this movement could spark something that would definitely spread across the country, but I don't think that I had particularly imagined that it would also spread, you know, into Canada and now all over the world. So we're definitely really, really excited, but I think, you know, you also have to remember that this is part of a longer revolutionary cycle that really started with the Arab Spring and also the Spanish Acampadas. So now finally North America has joined that international global democracy moment. Yeah, and we're very excited.
And here in Southern California, the Occupy Los Angeles movement is in full swing, hundreds of people camping out each night. It's growing day by day. Let's talk about this new call that Adbusters has put out. Initially, the General Assemblies representing where people in these various Occupy movements were struggling with the idea of whether to have demands or not. Your magazine has proposed a single demand to push for a Robin Hood tax. What exactly do you mean?
Well, I think what we're trying to do here is, you know, we have these General Assemblies now all over the world, and each of them is autonomous, and each of them can speak for themselves. So what we're trying to do is kind of strengthen that process by throwing a proposal to the International General Assemblies and saying, hey, why don't you guys take this up and decide for yourselves? And the proposal we're throwing out there is not that this would be the final demand or the ultimate demand or the only demand, but that it's a demand that we start taxing financial transactions and currency trades, which is actually an idea that has been kicking around since the 70s and which the anti-globalization movement endorsed, but which was never able to be pushed through, whereas now it feels like there's finally this moment that a global people's, you know, movement can push through this tax that would raise hundreds of billions of dollars per year for the public good.
So this would be something that individual countries would tax financial transactions that were happening on their soil?
That's right. It only works, though. This is why it's so amazing that the synergy between the Occupy movement and this demand is that it only works if all the countries do it at the same time. Because obviously, if one country is going to tax currency trades, well, then the financiers, I mean, they don't live in any one country. They'll just move their money to a different country.
They're multinational, so, right?
Exactly. So this is something that has to be done all at once, all over the world, and only a people's movement that is all at once and all over the world can really force that to happen.
So a financial transaction, meaning any kind of movement of currency in terms of hedge funds or trading, 1% of the amount being traded or moved around would be paid as a tax to the country that the trading was being done in.
Yeah, there's a lot of different like ways that it can specifically be carried out. But the basic idea is that there's about, you know, something like $1 trillion of, you know, speculative currency trades happening every day in these, you know, currency markets. And that you would take a tax of that. We're proposing a 1% tax, and that money would then be diverted back into public good. There's a lot of different specific ideas about how that would be carried out. But that's the general idea, is that this current casino capitalism, where all this $1 trillion is sloshing around the world, would it needs some sort of tax, and that's what we're calling for. We're calling it a Robin Hood tax.
And so I understand that this tax may actually be close to becoming a reality in the EU and the European Union. Is that true? And if so, what about here in the U.S.?
Yeah, definitely. That's what's so amazing about this moment, is that, you know, the anti-globalization really put forward this idea. And back then it was called the Tobin tax, and it never really was taken up in a serious way on an international level. Well, now things have really changed, and people like, you know, Sarkozy in France and Bill Gates in America and various other people in the EU are seriously considering this as a viable solution to a lot of the problems that we're having right now. So it is something that has come from the radical left and finally won over kind of mainstream appeal, but it does need that real big people power push, because it's not something that the financiers want to see happen. I mean, this is going to be something that raises hundreds of billions of dollars for the people. So,
and this could potentially ease any financial woes in terms of funding social services and other safety net programs.
Exactly, without having any real impact on the 99%. This is something that would kind of be like a magic bullet, a temporary magic bullet that we can then, the Occupy movement could then move on to further more systemic changes. But it would be something that could really immediately solve the budget problems and the cuts to education and the cuts to medical care and all these kind of things. So it is really one of these amazing ideas that sounds too good to be true, but it's something that could actually happen if Occupy Los Angeles, for example, decides to get behind it, and if Occupy, Berkeley and all the different occupations get behind it as well.
And it would have to then be proposed as a piece of legislation by a member of Congress, a supportive member of Congress, and taken up by Congress. It's amazing that Congress can't even agree on taxing millionaires yet, a small little tiny tax. So it does remain to be seen how much political influence this movement does have. Well, October 29th, the day that the G20 are meeting, the day that you're asking for people to consider this proposal to push the tax, the idea of this Robin Hood tax, is just a couple of days before Halloween. Are you asking for people to dress up as Robin Hood?
Yeah, I think that would be a good idea, a creative way. I mean, I think this movement is really built on the creativity of local activists. So I think there's a lot of ways it could happen. But yeah, I mean, I think that what the real kind of thing that I'm excited about here is, you know, for the first time, we now have this citizens movement, right? We have these occupations all over the world, and they can start to propose things and demand things. And maybe it won't be the Robin Hood tax, although I hope it is. But once they start getting together in their general assemblies, and anyone who hasn't been to these general assemblies should definitely go check it out. And once they start deciding on these demands in their general assemblies, I think that we're going to see a real democracy moment that's so beautifully inspiring. So that's kind of what we're pushing for, is to just get people to start considering that these GAs need to come up with demands and put them forward and debate them.
Well, finally, Micah White, we're giving away copies for subscriptions to Adbusters. Can you tell our listeners very briefly what they would get if they subscribed to Adbusters through KPFK?
Sure. Well, Adbusters is an advertising-free magazine that critiques commercialization and consumerism. We've been around for about 20 years. We take no advertising or corporate money. And we're probably the most out there, you know, crazy, but also very serious magazine. We have David Graeber and Simon Critchley and, you know, really heavy hitter philosophers write for us. And check it out.
Micah White, I want to thank you so much for joining us, and best of luck.
Thank you.
Micah White is senior editor at Adbusters Magazine, and you can get a year-long subscription to Adbusters Magazine right now if you call us at 818-985-5735. the magazine that helped spark the movement that is spreading all over the globe, has generously donated 50 subscriptions to this very radio program and the station KPFK. And if you call and make a $200 pledge, we'll give you the entire Uprising Occupy pack that includes brand new t-shirts called KPFK Radio for the 99%, Lalo Alcaraz's brand new poster, Occupy Wall Street poster, personally signed by him, Uprising's 4GB USB memory stick, and a year-long subscription to Adbusters. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. It's a $200 pledge that you can make at any time this hour, but don't wait too long. If you want the t-shirts just by themselves, they're a $50 pledge. Just specify the size when you call 818-985-5735. 818-985-KPFK. Lalo Alcaraz seamlessly blends art, comedy, and politics daily in his nationally syndicated comic strip La Cucaracha. Biting social commentary on the most controversial issues of the day is sugar-coated with an appreciation for humor that exposes the absurdity of injustice and the resilience of those who are most attacked in society. With few words, a La Cucaracha strip can capture all the nuances and hypocrisy of the biggest news of the day. A few Thanksgivings back, during the height of the attacks on President Obama's citizenship status, a single panel La Cucaracha strip depicted a white pilgrim orating in front of a group of Native Americans who demanded, "Show us your birth certificate." In June 2009, Alcaraz poignantly summed up the potential for sea change with the nomination of Sonia Sotomayor to the U.S. Supreme Court with a single panel cartoon showing a young Latina girl playing make-believe in her bedroom, dressed up as a judge, presiding over a hearing of stuffed animals with Sotomayor's picture on her pink-painted wall. Not surprisingly, the Occupy movement has inspired Alcaraz, this time into creating a poster that we are so happy to announce is available as a thank you gift to KPFK listeners during our fall fund drive for a pledge of $50. The poster depicts a statue resembling the Monopoly Man being toppled over by the masses with the caption, "We are the 99%. Lalo Alcaraz now joins me on the phone. He's in the middle of a class, teaching a class, but he's taking time out to help us here at KPFK, where he also hosts Pocho Hour of Power Fridays at 4 p.m. Welcome to Uprising, Lalo.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Well, we apologize to your class for interrupting.
Are you kidding? Today. I'm so happy. You don't have to talk to me.
Tell us about this brand new poster, We Are the 99%.
Well, when I draw editorial cartoons, sometimes I get such a kind of a, you know, a pretty good idea for one, that at least one that I'm in love with, and I turn it into my editor, and then I turn around and make it into a poster. And I think this was one of those ideas. It's a cartoon I had wanted to do about the Occupy Wall Street movement, and it shows a depiction of a statue being torn down, a la Saddam Hussein's statue being torn down in Iraq. And it's actually the, you know, instead of Saddam Hussein being torn down by rope and a crowd gathering to cheer, it's Rich Uncle Pennybags, the guy from Monopoly, commonly known as the Monopoly guy. And it just represents the monopolistic practices of Wall Street and the 1% of people who are dominating and hoarding all the money.
And if people go to your website, laloalcaraz.com, they can see the poster. It's in yellow, black, and white. It's beautiful. It's very elegant. It's simple. And I understand that, there's pictures of Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York holding up copies of your poster. So it's made it to New York.
Oh, yeah. That's what I love about the internet. I can upload a picture or email a big file to somebody, and they can print it out anywhere on the planet. And some guys in New York, some Puerto Rican activists over there, took the poster and made a bunch of copies and said, "I'm running the Staples right now," and took it to Zuccotti Park, the park that was threatened with a clear out this weekend. People were holding up the poster everywhere. And also, you know, a gentleman in Washington State kind of remixed the poster and put Occupy everywhere on it. And it was really great, you know, to see people really reacting to the poster. I had done one version. The first one I did was said Occupy Los Angeles. And then I did one. I thought I better do an Occupy Wall Street one. So I did both versions. So I think the one that we might be offering here in Los Angeles will ironically say Occupy Los Angeles.
Well, we're lucky that we have you here in Los Angeles so that we can get these posters that say Occupy Los Angeles. But not only that, we can get you to sign them personally to our listeners. And so if listeners call us right now at 818-985-KPFK and pledge $50, we will send you a copy of Lalo Alcaraz's brand new poster that says we are the 99% above that. It'll say Occupy Los Angeles. You can look at copies of it or what it looks like on Lalo Alcaraz. com, and he'll personally sign them for you. That's a $50 pledge to KPFK at 818-985-5735, or get it as Uprising's Occupy Pack, which includes our brand new KPFK t-shirt, KPFK Radio for the 99% t-shirt. You have to specify the size, plus Uprising's 4GB USB memory stick chock full of our coverage of the Occupy movements, as well as speeches from the various movements, plus a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine for a pledge of $200 at 818-985-5735. That's 818-985-KPFK. Lalo, we are very honored to be able to fundraise for KPFK with your poster. Can you comment on how important KPFK is to these Occupy movements and to helping get the word out about these Occupy movements to our listeners?
Well, we all know that KPFK has been there you know, pushing all the other media out of the way to cover Occupy Wall Street. And that's why, apparently, KPFK's coverage is so awesome that there's no other, not much coverage in the mainstream media. Isn't that odd?
Well, there is some coverage of the Occupy Wall Street movements, but you're right that Occupy LA, the local Occupy movement, hasn't seen as much coverage in the mainstream media as it is certainly due or that it certainly deserves. But here
that's
on KPFK.
Right. And, KPFK is, you know, on the ground there at Occupy Los Angeles, and it's wonderful because, you know, why are we always there first? You know, we're always doing all these great things for our listeners, and even, you know, the Pochoara Power didn't get first crack at the poster, Finale. You guys got first crack at the poster, so your listeners get first crack at my Occupy Los Angeles poster. That's how much, that's how important we all feel KPFK is.
Well, Lalo, that's
bragging rights.
I really appreciate that, and I really appreciate our listeners being able to get be among the first to get this poster through KPFK. And I know you have a class to teach, so I will say goodbye to you. But so listeners can also tune into Pochoara of Power this Friday at 4 p.m. For information about what's happening in Occupy Wall Street and for their inimitable coverage of Los Angeles issues, as well as a host of goodies. Lalo, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Sonali, and thank you, Los Angeles.
Lalo Alcaraz, artist and cartoonist. His latest poster, which you can see at laloalcaraz.com, LaloAlcaraz.com, is our thank you gift to you today for a pledge of $50, signed by him. It says, "We are the 99%, right below the words Occupy Los Angeles. It's a full-color image in yellow, white, and black depicting the Monopoly Man, as a statue being toppled over in a very, very crowded square of people. And it's going to be signed by Lalo. And it's also part of the Uprising Occupy Pack, $200 pack that includes the memory stick, which is available individually for $120, the t-shirt, the brand new KPFK We Are Radio for the 99% t-shirt, the poster by Lalo, and a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. All four items for a pledge of $200. If only 20 people called in and made a $200 pledge, we would make our goal of $4,000 this hour, and I really hope listeners continue to do that. We're going to be taking a listen to Activist Beat by Rose Aguilar next, but please do keep those calls coming in. We're very excited to be able to offer all of these fantastic thank you gifts to you in exchange for your dollars to keep this very important outlet of media, of information, of culture, of politics on the air. We've been on the air for over 50 years. We want to be here for another 5 decades. We can do it only with your help through your donations. It's a very exciting time for progressives, and we want to be excited with you. We want to, we want to express solidarity with the Occupy movements in a way that only KPFK can. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Occupy your phone right now. Let your fingers do the walking and let them dial 818-985-5735 and pledge a support of $200 to KPFK. If you want to break it up into installments, that's absolutely fine. Do it in a way that is affordable for you, that makes sense for you, that you're comfortable with. Specify what t-shirt size you want. We have everything from small to XXL, so small, medium, large, extra large, or extra, extra large. And we'll send you the pack with the poster, the t-shirt, the Adbuster subscription, which, by the way, are worth quite a bit. Adbusters is a nonprofit. They don't take advertising. It's an expensive subscription. And they were so generous to donate 50 subscriptions to us, a historic magazine that put out the very first call in July of this year to occupy Wall Street, like Tahrir Square in Egypt was occupied, that led to the downfall of their dictator. And so this particular magazine, which has made a second call now to adopt a Robin Hood tax, we have subscriptions to give to our listeners with a pledge of $200 to KPFK at 818-985-5735. And if you've ever flipped through a copy of Adbusters, you'll know what a colorful, visually stunning piece of work each issue is. 818-985-KPFK. $200 pledge for Uprising's Occupy Pack. Up next, Rose Aguilar with this week's Activist Beat.
I'm Rose Aguilar, host of Your Call on KALW in San Francisco with this week's Activist Beat for Uprising. Each week, I'll bring you a weekly roundup of progressive activism that the mainstream media ignores, undercovers, or misrepresents. After spending the last year covering undercovered activism, it's heartening to see the Occupy Wall Street movement gain so much momentum. While the movement is getting the coverage it deserves in the national media, several talking heads still can't seem to figure out what the people want. They're either really good actors or even more disconnected than I thought. All they have to do is venture out and ask questions. On Saturday, I spent 3 hours at Occupy Santa Rosa in Northern California. Santa Rosa is about an hour north of San Francisco. It was the largest rally the city has ever seen. As the hours went by, the crowds grew. I first met Kira Finling. She's a 14-year-old freshman who goes to Santa Rosa High. Her school has just 4 counselors for 2,400 students, no full-time librarian, and just 2 janitors. She says the bathrooms are often closed because there aren't enough janitors to keep them clean. She says she wants more equality. Kaiwi Fastwolf is a nurse who's seen more and more patients go to the emergency room because they're losing their health care. A number of nurses were at the rally calling for a financial transaction tax. A 0.5% Wall Street tax could raise up to $175 billion a year in revenue. And then I met Chris, a 50-something self-employed construction worker. He held a homemade sign saying, "We are the 99%. We demand our government, jobs, homes, and money back from the 1% that stole them." Chris can't find work and is on the verge of losing his home. Occupy Santa Rosa was the first rally he's ever attended. So what caused him to get involved? "I don't know what else to do," he told me. "They took it all." Mary Matthews, a social worker, stumbled upon the rally on her way to a movie. She told me she's been waiting for something like this movement to happen. Economic stress is causing her clients to get divorced, and many are turning to drugs and alcohol. Mateo Swaim Brower, a 17-year-old, held a sign saying, "Your one-year bonus equals 200 years of my youth program." Mateo works with an LGBTQ organization. It's one of the only safe places in the area. Its budget is about $100,000 a year, and it's all based on donations. He's concerned about future funding. And then there's 23-year-old Sasha La Rochelle. Her sign said, "I've been homeless since January. All I want is to eat every day and have shelter." Sasha has been sleeping in her truck and on friends' couches since January. She didn't eat for a week in December. She recently found a $9 an hour job at the mall, but can't get more than 20 hours a week. She's currently looking for another job so she can rent a room. John Sutter, a building contractor, held a professional-looking top 10 demand sign. It said, jail the banksters, help folks stay in their homes, stop the buying of politicians, corporations are not people, support public education, put the unemployed to work, assist the less fortunate, health care for all, stop the wars, and love our mother. Pretty straightforward. So I found these people in less than 3 hours at one rally. Are you listening, media? Because if you can't figure out what the people want, you might want to look into another line of work. The demands are very clear. People are struggling, they want jobs, they want equality, and they want us to debate the real issues. I'm Rose Aguilar for Uprising.
Rose Aguilar, telling it like it is, and we are so privileged and honored to have the voice of Rose Aguilar and the work that she does every week on Uprising with her weekly roundup of activist actions that are undercovered by the mainstream media here on Uprising. The activist beat is a phenomenal little nugget of information that is put together by a seasoned journalist like Rose, and you heard what she had to say. Any reporter who went down, who goes down to any of these Occupy movements should be able to figure out pretty quickly what the various demands are that people have. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. When you call that number, make a $200 pledge. That's just a little over $16 a month to KPFK for Uprising's Occupy Pack, and we'll send you a t-shirt, a memory stick, chock full of Occupy coverage. We'll send you a signed poster by Lalo Alcaraz, the We Are the 99% poster, and a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. We have less than 20 minutes left in the hour, and we still need to raise $2,500. Can we do it? If we just get a handful of you calling in and pledging $200 right now, we'll get really far into our goal. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. 818-985-KPFK. Just 13 of you calling in between now and the end of the hour and pledging $200 will help us meet our $4,000 goal. And if you've appreciated the coverage that Uprising and other programs here at KPFK have been doing, please do call us, because as Rose said, you don't hear the real issues being discussed often enough on the mainstream media. The mainstream media started out deriding these Occupy movements. How did KPFK start out covering them? With the seriousness that journalists should expect from themselves. 818-985-KPFK is that phone number, so that you can support serious journalism, real journalism, journalism that covers what ordinary people are going through in the spirit of afflicting the comfortable and comforting the afflicted. 818-985-KPFK. Four callers on the line right now, five callers on the line right now, and we would love to have all of you pledge $200, $16.67 a month for Uprising's Occupy Pack. And then we just need another eight of you calling in and making pledges at $200 to help us raise our goal. Our coverage has been not just global and fixated on what's happening in Wall Street in New York, but local, right here in Los Angeles, with an encampment that has defied expectations, even our own expectations. Hundreds of camps, hundreds of tents camped out, pitched in front of City Hall. Going to downtown Los Angeles is an amazing thing right now, and I highly encourage every one of you to consider doing that if you support what is happening with these movements. It is a sight worth seeing, and it is a movement worth joining. And KPFK has been there. We have had live broadcasts from Occupy Los Angeles right from the early days of the movement. Just last Thursday, Margaret Prescott and I did live programs right from the heart of the Occupy LA movement, talking to people about what their views are, what they want to see happen, how this movement is progressing. And you've tuned in regularly. You've enjoyed these reports. And now it's time for you to step up and make a pledge at 818-985-5735, 818-985-KPFK. We have five callers on the line right now. We'd love to have many more of you, six callers on the line right now, calling in. And I want to re-air for you an excerpt of the coverage that we have brought of Occupy Los Angeles to remind you of the incredible sounds and analysis that you've been able to get on this radio station. And all of these special reports in their entirety are going to be loaded onto our Uprising USB memory stick, part of the Uprising's Occupy pack today at 818-985-5735. Here's our special coverage of Refund California's march that Occupy LA joined in with, called Make Banks Pay.
We're the 99%. 9/11 was the beginning of the financial downfall of the United States. A situation that I think is a landmark in our financial history in the United States and our current new history in the United States. Everybody lost a lot of people. We went to war in Iraq. We're spending $2 billion a week now on the war. We had huge bailouts in the banks in which the American taxpayer did make $10 billion, but where is that money? Where is the money for our schools? Where is the money for our elderly? Where is the money for all the people that lost their homes? $10 trillion that got taken out of the American society with the housing meltdown.
Can you tell me what your mask represents?
This mask has been sort of co-opted into the movement. You'll see many people with these masks in New York, in Los Angeles. And this mask is just about the face of greed, the face of evil. It's the generic mask. You don't know these wealthy people, these financiers that have our money. And they don't care about the faces of the people that have lost their money and their homes and their business. There's a big disconnect. And this mask is about that, the greed.
My name is Max Funk, and I'm here to support everyone in their frustration and in their occupation of downtown Los Angeles. The idea is to not only come together in support of this witness that there must be change, but also that something is fundamentally wrong with the system. A system that puts all the wealth that belongs to 100% and favors 1%.
And that is just a tiny taste of the special reporting that Uprising has been doing from Occupy Los Angeles since this movement began. If you get a busy signal while calling 818-985-5735, please do call us right back. We're busy taking pledges as fast as we can. A couple of phone lines just opened up. Actually, there's four callers now left on the line. If you want to call us and make a pledge to support radio for the 99%, call us right now. $200 pledge for Uprising's Occupy pack. You get four things. Well, five, really, if you count KPFK, which is the most important and most priceless of all. But you also get a T-shirt, a brand new T-shirt that says KPFK Radio, Radio for the 99%, in the size that you can specify, from small all the way to XXL. You also get Uprising's USB memory stick, which is 4 GB memory stick, chock full of audio, including the entire report that we just played you a tiny piece from today, plus speeches by Robert Reich, Van Jones, our interviews with Chris Hedges, Arun Gupta, Micah White, whom you just heard earlier, and many, many others. And we will also throw in a personally signed poster by Lalo Alcaraz, his latest poster. You are the first to get a crack at this poster, as Lalo said, even before his own listeners get a chance to pledge for it on Friday. He was generous enough to let Uprising offer copies of his poster. We are the 99% Occupy Los Angeles, brand new poster signed by him, plus a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. Folks, this is a pretty good deal. You get a T-shirt, a memory stick, a poster personally signed by the artist, and you get a pretty expensive subscription to a magazine that helps spark this whole movement for a pledge of just $200. We wanted to give you a good deal. We wanted to make this worth your while. We know times are tough. You can break it up into monthly installments of $16.67 a month, and that hopefully will be affordable to you. It's just over 50 cents a day. Can you spare a little over 50 cents a day for KPFK? You have to decide that right now. If you've counted on our coverage, 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. Let me say that slowly. 818-985-5735. Make that call. Make a $200 pledge. The T-shirts and posters are available individually for $50. The memory stick is available for $120. It's up to you, whatever you can afford. in whatever pledge level you'd like to make a donation at. And if there's somebody out there who is listening, who is better off than others, maybe you're not quite in the 1%, but maybe you're in the top 10%, or the top 5% of wage earners in this country, call us and make a large donation. Make a $1,000 donation and get five of the Uprising, Occupy Uprising packs. Distribute them as holiday gifts to your friends, or really share all of this information. Get other people to listen as well. We've raised almost $3,000. We have less than 10 minutes to raise another $1,000 to meet our $4,000 goal for this hour, and we can only do it with your help. I want to turn back to the coverage that we had done at, from Occupy LA on day one of this movement. Our interns, Ankur Patel and Bipasha Shom, had gone down to the demonstrations on Saturday, October 1st. We had armed them with field reporting equipment, with all the recording equipment, a couple of press passes. And that's the kind of thing you can do on KPFK. If people can come through this radio station, people who don't have a journalism background. Citizen journalism at its finest is what you hear on KPFK, with rigorous training. Any of our volunteers become field reporters for the station and have gone down and done amazing, amazing work. It's such a great way to foster real journalism, stories being told by people who experience them themselves. 818-985-KPFK is the phone number to call. We have three callers on the line right now. If I can hear from three more of you calling in and pledging $200, we'll turn back. We'll turn to this clip that I want to play for you. And I've heard a lot of you calling and emailing saying more coverage of Occupy Los Angeles. We really enjoyed the special reports, and we heard you. We're going to be going down this week as well and getting some audio for you and getting some interviews and bringing you the sounds so that you feel like you're right there. If you maybe live so far from downtown LA and maybe you have three jobs and kids and it's really hard for you to make it down there, so you tune into KPFK so that you can be informed, so that you can keep up with what's happening. Well, please support that coverage financially, how it really, really matters. This stuff doesn't come for free. We've got bills to pay. We've got electricity to pay for, our radio signal to put out. We've got staff to pay. We've got, although the majority of our station's staff is volunteer staff, which is unheard of in commercial radio, but that's how public radio is. And even our paid staff, trust me, no one's walking away with any bonuses or a pretty hefty salary. Most of the station staff could get a better pay in a better economy in other places, but choose to work at KPFK because we love this radio station. It is not an easy job. I would have a staff of five or six if I worked at a commercial radio station, for that matter, if I worked at NPR, at least several part-time paid interns. But I'm one of the lucky ones here at the station because I get one full-time staff assistant, the incredible Martina Steiner, without whom this show would not be possible. Please call and make that pledge to KPFK. 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. Make a $200 pledge to this radio station. We have four callers on the line right now. If you make four more Uprising fans call in and make a pledge to KPFK at the $200 level, we will turn back to our special reporting from Occupy Los Angeles on day one of this movement here in Southern California. For that $200 pledge, you get the Uprising USB memory stick, which we started offering yesterday. We need three more callers. Thank you for that call. You also get a T-shirt, brand new T-shirt, KPFK Radio for the 99%. You get Lalo Alcaraz's wonderful poster signed by him, We Are the 99%. And you get a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. That's a lot of stuff for $200 pledge. We have five callers. We need two more callers calling in at 818-985-KPFK. We're nearly out of time, folks. Don't wait too long. If you have to call your spouse to check if you can make that contribution, do that right now. Text them and say, can we make a $200 contribution KPFK, let's do it. Or maybe you just made a contribution and you can encourage others to do the same. Thank you for those two more calls. Let's turn back to our coverage of Occupy Los Angeles. This is just a taste of what you'll get on our memory stick and what you've gotten on KPFK and Uprising so far, and what you'll continue to get if you help us financially.
I'm Andy Predoletto. I'm with National Nurses United. I'm here today with my family to support the action of Occupy LA. Nurses across the country have been involved in our campaign to make Wall Street pay for the damage that they've done to Main Street. So all over this country, we hear the stories of how people have been suffering under this economy, suffering thinking that it's their fault. But it's time now that working people are changing that, recognizing that the corporations and the Wall Street profiteers are doing better than ever, and yet we're suffering. And so we've actually sponsored, you know, what one of the things we want to do is institute a tax on financial transactions that would provide the money that could come back to our communities, so we could have health care, so we could have good jobs, so we could have a clean environment. All things that we support, but we're not going to be able to do until we get the money back from Wall Street. I think just yesterday, National Nurses United took official support of Occupy Wall Street, and I'm down here today supporting Occupy LA, which is all part of the same movement to make Wall Street pay.
And how long are you going to be here for?
For as long as my four children will hold out. So.
Very good.
Tony Landler, I'm an engineer. I'm close to retirement, and I'm worried about the future. I think the 99% is really being left out. It's not just a bunch of ragtag people that are looking for handouts. It's everybody's getting hurt by this, except the 1% you don't see.
So why are you here?
Because I thought this is the only thing I could do right now. I don't see where people get their the word in against the government. Well, I have some general demands, more equitable taxes, budget rearrangement, maybe some people in high places should go to jail.
Hi, my name is Xochitl Flores Marcial, and I'm a grad student at UCLA, and I have huge debt from student loans. I paid for my own education, so to speak, but I hope that when I'm done with my doctoral degree, I'll be able to have a job and pay off my loans. And it makes me really mad that these people who already have a lot of privilege get more privilege. They get more, easy ways to basically do away with the money that I'm going to be working really hard for. And I want to make a presence. I want to show that there are so many of us. And I know that there's people in my own shoes right now, but they need to work. They have to work. And today I had a moment and I thought I should come and represent for those people.
Students, teachers, nurses, ordinary people, the 99% represented in full glory in downtown Los Angeles, in Lower Manhattan, in Seattle, in Chicago, in Santa Rosa, in Santa Barbara, in Long Beach, all over the country, all over the world. We bring you these reports every single day here on KPFK, and I'm so grateful to all of you who have called in and pledged today. We have 3 minutes left in the hour, and those of you who haven't pledged, please call us. We are so close to our goal, $3,700 raised, $300 away from our $4,000 goal. We just need two of you calling in and making a pledge, and we'll reach that goal. But maybe we can go past that goal, because yesterday we only raised about $2,500, and we'd love to make up for the lower total yesterday so that our average remains close to 4,000. 818-985 KPFK is the phone number to call. And you know what I'm seeing from these phone calls is that when you hear these reports, you respond. You, the listener, want to hear more of these kinds of reports from the streets of downtown LA. And we promise you we're going to be bringing those to you this week, next week, the week after that, for as long as Occupy LA and the Occupy movements are in full force. And even after that, 818-985-5735 is the phone number to call. It's a $200 pledge for the Occupy Pack, Uprising's Occupy Pack. You'll get for that $200 pledge the Uprising USB memory stick with all of the special reports, including the one you just heard. And we just heard a 2-minute excerpt. The whole report was over 15 minutes long, plus speeches by Robert Reich, Van Jones, Cornel West, and many others. Plus, you get a KPFK t-shirt, brand new KPFK t-shirt that says KPFK Radio for the 99%, plus Lalo Alcaraz's We Are the 99% poster, personally signed by him, and a year-long subscription to Adbusters magazine. Thank you for that call. We need one more of you calling in so that we can raise our goal. And I'll run into the phone room and answer calls in just a couple of minutes. If we get lots of phone calls backing up, maybe I'll get to talk to you, because it's wonderful to hear directly from listeners who are supporting this radio station, this very important experiment, a 50-year-long experiment in listener-sponsored radio. 818-985-5735 is a phone number to call. We just need one more caller calling in and pledging $200 for the Uprising Occupy Pack, which, by the way, are limited. limited because we only have a limited number of subscriptions to Adbusters magazine that were very generously donated by the magazine that helped spark it all. Thank you for that extra call, for that last call, and keep those calls coming in at 818-985-5735. For Sonali's subversive thought for the day, Henry Ellis once said, "All civilization has from time to time become a thin crust over a volcano of revolution." That's Henry Ellis. That's Sonali's subversive thought for the day. You've been listening to Uprising. Martina Steiner is our assistant producer. Bipasha Shom is our intern. Teddy Robinson is our engineer. Keep those calls coming in at 818-985-5735. $200 pledge for the Uprising Occupy Pack. T-shirts and posters available individually for $50 pledges. 818-985-KPFK. I'm your host and producer, Sonali Kolhatkar. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks so much for pledging. I'll see you tomorrow at 8.